Begin the current daf Masechta Sanhedrin daf Chav Tef. Gimel Mebeis. Get into his master. Begins the Gemara. Kachad Maaser Shalol Lesbias Bano. So that's a person would tend to do it just that his children shouldn't feel like as if they are so comfortable, and you know, just like he wouldn't do it for himself, that people shouldn't know, so he would do it for his sons. So it says, "Vadam v'ge pash." What is the Gemara Babas of Kofainu Heim and Half? She Shchimra Shahida. If a dying person admits to someone that he owes him money, ain't tzarich lematim eda. It doesn't have to say, "Oh, you guys are my witnesses." Mishum de'ain od meshat meshas means the person doesn't fool around when he's dying. So it says, "Vamaylam rinu kedama hacha." But why don't we say like we're saying over here? Shle las biyas banav. He just didn't want his kids to feel like he's wealthy, so he like admitted to someone that he owed money, but really does not owe the money. So it says, "Mishum what you can say is the husband married. There's too much of tavu that the person made a claim." And behind him, then he is admitting the leishayach taino shloi lasbia. That doesn't apply the claim of, oh, he's doing it just, you know, they shouldn't appear. Elatayin is meshat. That wouldn't apply because it's only be said on his own. But if someone's making the claim, the only claim that would be applicable would be, I'm fooling around with you. And that you don't do when a person's about to die. Now, I've got to mean, Elavodigmar previously said the taino is meshat, that the claim of fooling around leitanin leilabonov, we don't make that claim for the sons. Talin, we don't make the claim for him, but Labanab Tanina. So if we don't make the claim, so what are you saying? Because Mishas Misa, because for his sons we would make a claim. Because Mash Masal, like it sounds like we're there, because the love the end of the Mishat Mishas Misa. Not for the fact that the Gemara says, oh, a person's not going to fool around the time of death. Sounds like Tanin, we would make such a claim, and that's because for children we do, just not for himself. And with Tainish Leila's Bia, but the claim of, like, he's doing it that just he shouldn't appear wealthy, I feel the day Tainin, well, even for himself, he makes such a claim, Commission Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman claim to that person. Next, says Mazda, begin with the word, Bigmara, Haid Befne Beis, if he admitted from the two, become the other, and they made a kinyan, then Kaisen, and then you could write a shtar. And Vavgav de la Amukasu, even if he didn't say write it, from the Stam Kin, because in general, the acquisition, like Siba Aymed, stands to be written. Kid the picture, according to the Rashi explains. Says to Samiu, however, Mratzalach. So if he wants to back out, Chayzi could back out. Kedam Pekam Mechasun, like the Gemara says over there in Babavasudaf Ayin Zayin Men Aleph. Zachu Besadu Zu Leplain. If he says, okay, guys, go merit this for that guy, this field. For Kisra Zeshtar and go write a document. Chayzi Zeshtar, he could back out of the document, but Ben Chayzi Besad, he cannot back out of the field. But you could back out for the shtar. Nabahadam Pekam Abi. Although the Gemara says, Supertam Nehem Enaf Amal Edim Kisra Bechasmu. If he says the witness is right and sign the Vahavale and give it to him, Kanamine, if they acquire from him, they don't have to consult by him. It's not, we said you don't have to if it is a kinyan. It's not specific when it says that he has to tell him to write, because the word in the same thing is, even if he doesn't say to write it. So why does it say that he tells him to write? It's for the next part of the halacha that it says, where there was no kinyan done. Then the chiddush is the other way. That's a chiddush. Avigav damu kesoy, but even though he said to write it, tzarich lemluchei, they still have to consult with him. Now, so it says, v'adam akonu minei, this that says that if they made a kin from him, tzarich lemluchei, but they don't have to consult with him, la mishum she'in yochel lachz b'shtar, it's not because he cannot back out from the writing of shtar. El mistamah, it would just presume, kol kamat le'adabe, as long as he doesn't back out, right to sheikh devu, he wants it to be written. Teide, you should know this, kodol akonu minei, because when there's no kin done, pshita demotzi hadabe. It's obvious you can back out. And there's a mandam who holds that you don't have to consult with them. So obviously, it just means to say that, because we assume, but if he backs out, he could back out. So it says, but then we're going to say, since he cannot back out of the field itself, so my time, why could you back from the document? In other words, if it's a document of a gift, so my nafkim, what's the difference? It's anyways a gift. And it's not affecting anyone. And if it's a document of a sale, and he's concerned about it because of collateral, people, you know, that they collect from lakuchas. Someone sells his field with witnesses. So then, go ahead from the you collect from the chazam mishabadim. You might not have a shtab. The we can say is delay nichele. No, it just doesn't want to live shishtog a bit, that there should be too many documents that are on him. Because the color is buhu, because word gets out. And his assets are going to go down. Why? Because certain people think which they are documents of debt. But really they're not. And it's just like a gift he gave. But people are not going to know. This Gemara says about becoming the tzadik shtarich. When someone burns his friend's document, if there are witnesses that know, my kasebe, what are you going to write over there? Look to shtarichrina. to write another document. There's different shikra hilishtar. Yeah, there. What do you mean? I thought he does one document there because he already had a document. Then lazer koychay that shouldn't lose out his power because of that. So that's why the Gemara says it over there. But in general, a person would not want to have too many documents produced against them. Next is Matta begins Gemara. Amar Avashi Amar Bechulu. That he says that even if he says you should be on made judges, we don't write it until Kabeduchta Veshalchim Mezan LeBeidina. So it says Teis B'Shvus and Daf Memalv Menal Pirsh Rivan B'Shem Rashi B'Shem Rabbeinu Gershon. The Halacha Gemara Ravashi Halacha Falzakim with what? The Meipech Shvua that you could flip around an oath, and Bodisa and we're running the Halacha of the Shtar Odisa, which Odisa what does that refer to? Hach the Halacha. That's where our Gemara brings over here this idea that we're quoting in the Divmaskal Taisis when we write this document of that he admits. And Meipach Shvua is the Beperik Shvua of the Yonim over there and Shvua of Memalav. That even if it's a biblical oath, Mapchinan, you can switch around and say the one who wants to collect could swear and collect. V'chim Rav Hai, Pasuk Amai, says, so Rav Hai rules like him by Meipach Shvua regarding the halacha of flipping the oath. And behavior right, brings the proof. In the Amar Hasam, the fact that Gemara says with a high man, the Mapik Shtarach Abay, if someone produces a document against his friend, normally either another one says, "Mishtabeli, swear to me, Deloy Pratikah, that I did not pay you." Darmeinle, we tell him, "Mishtabeli, swear to him," and you see that he could make the oath that way. But Domeklal, and it's not comparable at all because the Hasam LeRama LeShu DeRaisa, there it's not a biblical oath. Says rejects the Rai, he says that where it's a chiv in the Torah to swear, then you cannot make it on the other one. And that's not a biblical oath. Now, Zayt Tanun B'Miroim, and similar Matches, Kasa, he actually writes the Bekul Talmud, actually throughout the entire Shah, Sechas Akamab Rabashi, Bar Mebet Peshu B'Adisa, actually besides these two cases of the Mebet Peshu B'Adisa. B'Chim Pasa Bahag, and so to the Bahag rules, Dein Alach Gemaisai, B'Mebet Peshu by flipping over the oath. Arch pasak and arch rules. B'chim etshuvas ga'inim. To lay mapchinan b'shuvah derai, so we don't flip it around by a biblical oath. Rabbein Chanan pasak he rules k'mab ravashi bar me mipach shvuah, except for the flipping of the oath. B'chivri and the case of the white, which is the peg by makasha and chulna v'ayinvav mabeis, which is by the tzemes agidin, which b'nasan lav simon he brings the mnemonic kuli hafach lavan by the tzara totally turned white, which is these two halachas of hafach of the mipach shvuah. And Chibri of the Lovin of the white that relates to the Tzemes HaGidin case.